Nephsys brings you this half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nephsys online at nephsyscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation to Christ followers working in cities all around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him as we broadcast you today from the Gisnaldo Mansion down here in Fort Myers, Florida. Super excited. You guys should come check this out. It's really more like a bed and breakfast, but the Gisnaldo Mansion, something that everybody in America should see. Check it out online, Gisnaldo.com, Gisnaldo.com. Okay.
He's just kidding, everyone.
Oh. Well, you never really know. But
well, we haven't checked out that URL. I hope it's not anything.
Hey, we're on a weekend with some family down here in Fort Myers, but we wanted to make sure that we brought the show to you here this Friday, as we have a really exciting show today with Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. And as many of you know that name, he's always on TV talking on the news, so we're going to roll with the punches. As when you have famous people on the show, that's what sometimes happens. So we got some challenges there, but we're okay. Martha, why don't you talk to people about how they can get a hold of us on social media?
Well, Jim, we continue to keep trying to expand that offering. And because, you know, everybody does different things. I'm still very much a Facebook person. We do post stuff on Instagram as well. And we have Twitter. And our newest thing is a YouTube channel, which I'm still trying to get used to posting things there and sharing it. But you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. I Work For Him. And that way you can watch. A lot of times we do videos, or we have videos with our guests after the show where we just do 1 or 2 minutes to highlight kind of what we talked about. It's a lot of fun, I think, for people to see the guest, to get to interact with them a little bit that way. So we're very visual people, so we like to do that. And I will say one of the things that we did this past week is that we posted, you know, we did a Facebook Live where after
we love to do those, especially when we're driving.
And it's been a while since we've done them. I don't know
people
what it
love
is
it when we're
about. Well, I don't
those.
Know if they love it, but
well, they
that's
love,
what's
they make
very
more
convenient
comments.
Because here's the thing. You're in a seatbelt. I keep you sitting still long enough for us to actually do a Facebook Live. And I have.
I don't even know what you're saying there.
You don't even have to know, because it's all about just getting us to both sit still. And
I'm feeling
and
somewhat
do
picked
something.
On this morning.
Well, how about this afternoon?
That too.
Yes. So
well, I was
anyway.
Feeling picked on this morning too, but now I feel better.
Excuse me, I got a tickle. But anyway, so there's a lot of ways, but our website, iworkforhim.com, if you go to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see all of our social media icons that take you right to the links. I'm a real proponent of those because it makes it super easy for people to click and like and follow and tweet and all that kind of stuff, you know, depending on what you're going to. But I also want to explain to people that there are a lot of ways to listen to us, because we are super happy when people are able to get us live right from their radio, whether they're in their car commuting. We get a lot of people who say they're listening on their way home from work. Our son does that every day. Thank you, Joshua. And we also get people that say, oh, I'm picking up in car line, or I listen to you at the end of my day, depending on where we're playing in their community. But people can get, you all can listen to the show after it's been played via podcast.
All the time.
Every
usually 24
day,
hours later.
Every day we take the show and condense it down. It's usually about 42 minutes instead of the full 60. And that gets put on our podcast. And you can get that if you have an Apple, you go to iTunes. If you have an Android, you go to Google Play Music. There's Stitcher. There's Faith Play, TuneIn, iHeartRadio. What's the new one? Overcast is the newest one I just got us on, and I'm trying for more. So just take a look and find
your
favorite.
If you've got a podcast platform you'd like for us to be on, just let us know.
Yes. But download it and start listening.
All right, here's the deal. In a letter to the committee of the Danbury Baptist Association in the state of Connecticut, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, wrote these words, and I start with his second paragraph. Believing with you that religion is a matter which lies solely between man and his God, that he owes account to none other for his faith or his worship, that the legitimate powers of government reach actions only and not opinions, I contemplate with sovereign reverence that act of the whole American people which declared that their legislature should make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, thus building the wall of separation between church and state. But I think it's important that we understand that people, that was to protect the church from the state. Today we have Brad Dacus joining us from the Pacific Justice Institute out of California. That's the Pacific part. You can check them out online, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. Brad Dacus is famous. He's on TV all the time talking about protecting religious freedom in our workplace. Brad Dacus, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You know, I wanted to read a little bit of that Thomas Jefferson letter because, Brad, I am sick and tired of people talking about the Constitution and the separation of church and state. I mean, that's not what Jefferson wasn't trying to protect the state from the church. He was trying to protect the church from the state, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. The whole context of it was the fact that the people living in the United States, the colonies at the time, came here because the Church of England, with the king's edicts, was very oppressive. The Episcopal Church, Anglican Church, was very, very oppressive of people of different faiths, the Presbyterians and others. And they wanted to make sure that this government was not going to have a state church or a government that was hostile to churches different beliefs than whoever's in power in the government or whatever. And so that's why they have this. It's to create a wall to protect the church, not a wall to inhibit and limit the church.
Yeah, how's that working out for us today? Well, don't answer that question just right now because we got some real messes going on. And we're not going to go political, but we're going to talk about some amazing things that God's been doing using the Pacific Justice Institute to protect those rights. But, Brad, just stepping back for a second. You're a lawyer. I know you know this. How did you ever find out that you could live out your faith in your work? I mean, most people don't even think it's possible to be a lawyer and a follower of Jesus. But how do you do it? How do you connect your faith in your work on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I began to learn about this concept really when I was in law school, and because I was originally going to go to seminary and be a pastor. But I prayed about it, felt really a strong calling desire to go to law school instead. Didn't make sense to me, so I figured this must be what God wants. and I went ahead and did that. And then the first internship I had when I was in law school was with an organization, the Rutherford Institute, that defended religious freedom and parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. I thought, wow, this is awesome. 30 years from now, that's what I want to do someday. And then less than a year out of law school, I was called to open an office for them in the West Coast and coordinate litigation in 14 states. And then 5 years later, the national office decided to close all their regional offices, offer me a job back east to head up their public affairs office. With a higher salary and be the face of the organization. It was really quite an honor. But I finally had to pray about it. After much insomnia, I finally had to pray. And I felt convicted that my real heart's desire was to make sure people got the help they needed. So I started Pacific Justice Institute and have a look back.
And you've got Pacific Justice Institute headquartered in the number one state, this is my opinion, based on what I read in the news every day, and the number one state in the union that is like leading the forefront in attacks on religious freedom. I mean, it seems like California is out to just eliminate any influence of the church altogether.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And that's exactly the game plan of the legislature. It's tremendous open hostility, bigotry, hatred towards Christians, people practicing, living life from a biblical worldview perspective. So that's their mantra, and that's what they are intent to do. And we at Pacific Justice Institute are very busy because they have a two-thirds majority in the state Senate, two-thirds majority in the state House, a governor who's totally signed on with that kind of intolerance towards people of faith and businesses of faith. So needless to say, having our headquarters in the state capital of Sacramento is a very important place to be. We have an office we opened up in Seattle, Washington. We have another office in Salem, Oregon, the state capital of Oregon, and other offices in California. And we handle cases all across the United States. So anyone in your audience should never hesitate to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute, from Miami to Maine. They should never hesitate.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of those cases that you've been fighting for religious freedom in the workplace all across the country. You listen to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we talk with Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. Check him out online, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. You listen to I Work For Him, and we'll be right back. Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
In a recent article from development and leadership coaching Zach Clark, penned, intentionality precedes progress. Progress then begins with the intention to live and be a certain way. Life follows the path of intentionality. Proverbs 31:27 says, "She watched over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." In Proverbs 31, we read of the wife of noble character, living her life with intentional leadership. From providing food, making clothes, to selling her products at the market, she works vigorously. She is welcoming and hospitable. She has a clear plan. Intentions are the driving force behind the progress we make at work and at home. Are you leading with intentionality or leaving progress to chance? What do you need to refocus on with greater intention?
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit Think Utility Services.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I broadcast to you out of Fort Myers, Florida today. Boy, we'd love to be on the air in Fort Myers, Florida. But right now we're broadcasting all over Tampa Bay, from south of Ocala to north of Fort Myers, all the way over to Disney, and all over the first coast of Jacksonville, St. Augustine, and Folkestone, Georgia, and of course the Hampton Roads area of Virginia, Norfolk. Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, and so many more places. But we're so glad you've tuned in this afternoon. We've got an exciting show for you today as we talk with Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. You've seen his face on TV, on many news stations, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
So, Brad, you were telling us that you turned down a quite good job promotion, and you just kind of said that you felt like you wanted to make sure that people got the help they needed, so you set up the Pacific Justice Institute. So what exactly is the Pacific Justice Institute set up to do?
Yes, we are a nonprofit 501c3 legal ministry, and we're committed to defending religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of human life, all without charge. We pick up all the costs, all the expenses. And one thing that makes us sort of unique is that we don't just cherry pick the high profile, big game cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one is left on the side of the road. And it's very, very unique for a legal organization like ours. And we have affiliate attorneys all across the United States, and we take on cases all across the United States, including the defense of faith in the workplace.
Excellent.
Well, and I really, let's just start off. I want to have some fast-moving conversation this afternoon about the stuff that you guys have been involved in. Jennifer has been sending me some really great cases you've been working on recently, but I want to just go back in all of the 22 years since Pacific Justice Institute has been formed. What is the most egregious religious freedom in the workplace that you have, this case that you have had to fight and have won?
Wow, there's so many.
So tell us a couple of them then.
Yeah, it's specifically the workplace or just in general?
Well, I wanted to talk about the workplace because I know that that's been ramping up, and everybody that's listening is going, but what can I do? How can I really live out my faith in my work? Is that really legal?
Here's a great case. I think it was a classic case. It was out of Salinas, California, and this couple owned a swimming pool that they it's kind of a private kind of a swimming pool club, if you will, and but they used it to train students and people to for Olympics, for competition. They were very, very committed to serving the people that they were helping in that regard. Well, they were also Christian, and they would have Christian music playing. They would post Christian posters, and they always had parents sign an acknowledgement that this is a Christian-owned business, and that while there is maybe Christian music being played and Christian posters, at no time will their child be compelled to do anything religious or make any religious profession of faith. And, they'd be respected. Well, this one mother, who's an atheist, said, oh, no, I shouldn't have to sign this. My child should be able to use your service without being exposed in any way to your faith. And so she filed a lawsuit, got some lawyer to file a lawsuit. Lawyer thought this was going to be an easy, quickie case where he makes an easy $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 and goes home. Well, someone told this couple about Pacific Justice Institute. We were contacted. We stepped in and represented him without charge, 2 years of litigation.
Oh, my.
And at the end of 2 years, the judge said, his ruling was, I'm dismissing this case because there is this couple has a right to legally and zealously live their faith and share their faith and represent their faith through the workplace, so long as they're not discriminating in based on religion and the hiring of employees or the people that they're serving. They can be as religious as they want. And it was a great case, a solid case that we were hoping would send a real signal across the country that if people try to attack Christian businesses, that they're not going to just simply get a quick check in the mail.
Right.
That they're going to have to fight Pacific Justice Institute, and we'll probably lose.
So, but that wasn't the case, is it? I mean, people are attacking Christian businesses all the time.
Well, exactly, they are, and part of that is out of ignorance and their lack of understanding what the law is. Their mindset is, surely you alluded to earlier, I mean, it's their mindset is sort of this attitude that somehow the Constitution has a freedom from religion clause, that somehow people are supposed to be protected from any exposure of any kind, anywhere of faith and religion. And that, of course, that's not the case at all. That may have been the case in the former Soviet Union, perhaps, or somewhere else, but that's not the case in the United States.
But it wasn't freedom from religion. It was just there was no such thing as freedom in the former Soviet Union.
Yeah,
exactly. So in the United States, we have freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. I had to correct an ACLU professor at my law school at the University of Texas once. He said, yes, the freedom from religion clause. I said, excuse me, professor, isn't it freedom of religion? He goes, that's right, freedom of religion. I said, thank you.
Wow.
Fortunately for me, I was taking it pass fail, so I didn't have to worry about getting a D in his class. And that's why I took it pass fail. But the point is that there's a lot of ignorance out there and twisted thinking, unfortunately, in our society today. I mean, even people, a poll was taken that said that as far as free speech goes, that, well, the 55% of those polled said that the Constitution should First Amendment protects free speech so long as the speech is not offensive to someone. Well, then you don't have free speech.
Right.
That's the purpose, to be able to express yourself even if others don't agree. Otherwise, you don't have free speech, particularly if the government doesn't agree. So that's one reason. The other reason we see a lot of hostility and tolerance in regarding faith in the workplace is because business owners don't know what to do.
Right.
They don't know who to turn. They don't know who to turn to. They think, well, gosh, if we hire a private law firm to defend us, we're not going to get our attorney fees back if we win, and this person will just, you know, wear us out so that we're in. You know, we don't want to spend $200,000 or $300,000 defending ourselves when this claim is only for $50,000. We'll just pay the $50,000. They'll go home. We'll cut our losses. If they're aware of the Pacific Justice Institute, that we're there to represent them without charge, unconditionally, all the way to the Supreme Court, and we'll pick up all the costs, then they're empowered. And that's
right.
What we want to do. And that's one thing I'm hoping to accomplish on this radio show today, is to empower business owners of faith to know that they don't have to go it alone.
Right.
We're here to serve them. And in fact, we also have a quarterly newsletter to accomplish that. It's called Faith in the Workplace Newsletter. They can sign up for that going to our website. We even have a training video called Faith in the Workplace, training business owners all about how they can legally evangelize and share their faith with their employees, their customers, their community, how they can even partner with ministries and churches. And so we really want to, and not just to defend, but we also want to empower through our resources at pacificjustice.org.
Well, we're talking with Brad Dacus today from the Pacific Justice Institute, as he just did a phenomenal plug. Thank you for doing that. Pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. Go out to his website, mm-hmm. sign up for his quarterly newsletter, check out that Faith in the Workplace training he's talking about, because we as Jesus followers all over the country need to know our rights and need to start defending our rights, or our rights will be taken from us, because that's the tidal wave that's coming. We need to know, we need to defend it now so that people are rebuffed.
And, you know, one of the things we love, Brad, about having you on today and whenever we have this kind of a conversation is exactly what you said, not just so that we know how to defend ourselves, but how to conduct ourselves. And
ooh,
you
good word.
Giving us the ability to be empowered to do and be who God's created us to be and not worry about it because we know we're doing it within the legal, you know, boundaries that have been set up. So I love hearing these stories so that we can then place ourselves in it and go, what can I do in my workplace? Right, Jim?
Brad, have you ever lost any lawsuits, freedom from religion? Have you ever, any religious freedom lawsuits, have you ever lost any?
No, I cannot recall losing any cases dealing with religious freedom in the workplace at all. No, we know the law, and there is real clear protections for people, business owners facing the law. It's and I will say also over 90% of what we take on, we get involved in, we get resolved without even going into court, without even filing a lawsuit when we're on the offense. So people should never think that when they contact us, they're contacting a group that is just thirsting for another lawsuit. We have plenty of lawsuits to keep us busy. I think we have 40 in active litigation right
wow.
now, 40 cases, dealing with a lot of issues. So
when we come back, we're going to hear about some of those. We're going to go to some recent cases in the news that Pacific Justice Institute has been defending against. Stay tuned. I Work For Him as we talk with Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. Check him out online, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. But you don't have to just be in the Pacific to get justice. Stay tuned. Keep listening to I Work For Him. We'll be right back.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift, and be one of 367.
Work as Worship One Day Retreat is coming to Jacksonville on February 22nd. Join thousands of Christian business professionals from around the world for this one-day live stream event hosted by Co-Passion. Hear from Francis Chan, Megan Alexander, Hobby Lobby's own Steve Green, and others about connecting your faith and work. The Work is Worship Retreat live stream event is being held at Eastside Community Church on Beach Boulevard, next to Pablo Creek Library. Doors open at 8 a.m. Tickets are on sale now and only $30. Visit workasworshipretreat.org and register to attend. Invite those you work alongside and build your team stronger. Go to workasworshipretreat.org. That's workasworshipretreat.org. And purchase your tickets today. I Work For Him is brought to you in part by Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services, a company that allows you to own your own business while honoring and glorifying God. Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services is a faith-based company providing franchise opportunities in Jacksonville and teaches you everything you need to know about commercial cleaning and how to build your own franchise. You can find more information about being your own boss in this faith-based business at OfficePrideFranchise.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A senior official in Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's administration says the governor has told his top staff that he does not plan to resign over a racist photo despite intense pressure to step down. The official says Northam told his cabinet during a Friday afternoon meeting that he intends to stay. And Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has been accused of sexual assault by a California woman at the 2004 Democratic National Convention in Boston. In the past hour, the Washington Post is reporting a second accusation of sexual assault against Fairfax. Chief Justice John Roberts has broken with the Supreme Court's other conservative justices and his own voting record on abortion to block a Louisiana law requiring abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Roberts didn't explain his decision late Thursday to join the court's four liberal justices. On Wall Street, the Dow by 63 points. More details at srnnews.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Sidera Health, reinventing healthcare. A high-end, affordable healthcare solution with no insurance hassles. Online at Sidera.com. That's Sidera.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I broadcast you on location today at the Gisnaldo Mansion in Fort Myers, Florida. And we are talking today with Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. Check him out online, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. Now, Brad, I asked you a question during the last segment and you hesitated, but then you <laughs> then you blew it out of the water without this huge smile on your face. I asked you, have you ever lost a religious freedom case, and you said no. So why is it that we as Jesus followers are afraid?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and I qualify it for in the workplace.
Okay, you did say that, correct?
Yeah, so in the workplace, as far as faith and workplace cases and case matters, yeah, we've not lost it. But the reason people are afraid, I think, is just predominantly out of ignorance. They just don't know that they are protected to be able to live their faith in the workplace. Now, there are some left and right turns that they need to be aware of.
Right.
For-profit versus non-profit entities, for example. A for-profit doesn't have the same leeway as a non-profit does, but even non-profits are attacked as well. We can talk about some examples there.
So, but I want to go, and we can, but I want to go to some of the recent stories that I was keeping updated off of your website. How about the the Bible study at Dolled Up Construction. Tell us about that case and tell us where it's at today.
Oh, you bet. This is a real important case out of Oregon. This business owner, I want to give a little bit of background so people can really appreciate how important this case is, principally. This gentleman who has this business, he decided, he came to Christ when he was in prison, he was into drugs, and he had an experience that he recommitted his life to the Lord, and was just sold out for Jesus when he got out of prison. Well, he started this business, and he decided that, you know what, I want to reach out to other ex-cons and to train them and disciple them in the Lord. And so he did. He would hire ex-cons. Now, these are people that often don't get hired. There's a lot of difficulties for them getting jobs. Why? Because they're criminals, former criminals, at least former criminals. So he has this business. Part of that business is he has this Bible study that he's encouraged employees to attend. But, if they want to opt out, they can opt out. And they don't have to attend. But he has this. And one day, one of the employees decided they didn't want to do this Bible study. And they decided to leave the job. And they filed a lawsuit. And we at Pacific Justice Institute are defending this business owner's right to have a Bible study in the workplace.
So he's doing this guy a favor, giving him a job, and the guy sues him saying, hey, this guy's having a Bible study. That's not legal, is it? Yet it is legal because he wasn't compelling people to go. Isn't that right?
Right. Right. At the end of the day, the business owner, told him, he said, look, you don't have to attend the Bible study. That's okay. Nonetheless, the employee wanted to sue, and that's what he's done. Now, mind you, he not only sued the business, he actually sued this owner in his individual capacity. So you're supposed to have a corporate veil that protects against that when you become incorporated. We at Pacific Justice Institute understand that full well, and mm-hmm. So we're defending him in his personal capacity and getting that part of the case dismissed. And it's an ongoing litigation that will probably last quite some time. They often do, the depositions and interrogatories, et cetera, and discovery. But make no mistake, we're committed to stand by him for as long and as far as we need to assist him and represent him. And there's also a private insurance representation involved in the case as well. And, of course, so we're working very closely together.
And it's tough, and I know cases like that. And the reason I really loved reading about that one, and as Martha and I talked about it, was that there are business owners that are Jesus followers all across the country that are doing just that. They're offering up Bible studies. They're not compelling people to go, but they're offering it as an option. A lot of times they'll do it. I have several sponsors that do it during the daytime hours where people can get paid to actually go to the Bible study if they want to attend, and they're not forced to go, and yet people get angry about it. It's amazing to me.
Right, and we recommend generally such Bible studies take place either before work, after work, or say during lunchtime. It's legally a little stronger, a little easier, without getting into details on the representation. Sure. But we at Pacific Justice really go out of our way to really spell this out real clearly. In our free training video, Faith in the Workplace training video that I mentioned earlier, people can download for free on our website, as well as in our quarterly newsletter, as things change in the facts, how case law changes, different things change. We want everyone to be totally confident of their rights to live and share their faith in the workplace and not have to second guess of whether something's changed in the last year or two. So we really try to keep people up to date for that reason.
Excellent. So we're talking with Brad Dacus, and he is with the Pacific Justice Institute. Go to their website, please. Take some time this weekend. If you can't do it right now, go to pacificjustice.org and sign up for their quarterly newsletter and download the training video that he was talking about. Because one of the things I think that, Brad, that you just said again is that although you could offer it during the hours, it's got a stronger backbone if we maybe make some educated decisions and say, you know what, let's offer it before work, come in a little bit early. Let's offer it then. Let's offer it over lunch. Let's offer it, you know, when there's some off times that you just know it's a great opportunity, but people don't, there's not that foreseen of anything there. It's just completely voluntary. And that's what we want. We want our listeners to be educated and to make good, smart choices.
And let's talk about equipping them. Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. You mentioned this video several different times. Talk to us about the resources on the Pacific Justice Institute website, specifically this video you're encouraging people to download.
Right.
Yeah, it's obviously I'm a little biased, but we spent about a year and a half putting this together. Our attorneys, and we looked under every stone that there was to empower people of faith in business. There's two parts. The first part of it, about 13 minutes long, it's inspirational, okay? It's interviewing three CEOs on how they practically live their faith in the workplace in real different ways. And so we try to provide a broad inspiration with the first part. The second part, that's my favorite. That's like the smorgasbord of all the different things of people, of business owners of faith, can do in the workplace to share their faith and live their faith robustly in the workplace in different ways and in ways that many people would never even dreamed of or imagined. We also have some protective measures included there as well, but 90% of that is on the offense, things that they can do to live their faith through their workplace.
Make sure you check it out online, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. Okay, Brad Dacus, I was reading another one about Professor Eric Thompson, who had the nerve in a college class to share conservative worldviews. I don't know how he thought he had the right to do that. That was sarcasm for our audience. But seriously, you hear this on the news all the time that our college campuses are being overrun and they don't want to hear even anything opposing views. What's going on with Professor Eric Thompson?
Yeah, Professor Eric Thompson is a professor of sociology. Okay, not mathematics, sociology. At Moreno Valley Community College, public college. And at the time, the issue of same-sex marriage was being was pending before the United States Supreme Court. It was a hot issue, and a very relevant, perfect topic for sociology. So he presented the topic, encouraged class discussion, and he made sure that both sides were presented and represented. That's good. That's actually a good teaching, promoting critical thinking, particularly at the college level.
Sure.
Well, the college found out about it, the administration, and they said, oh, no, there's only one right perspective on this issue. You're not allowed to in any way articulate the other perspective. You're fired. Now, this professor was tenured for 17 years.
Oh, my.
For two different years, two of those years, he was awarded the Faculty of the Year Award.
Wow.
So he's done a great job. He's a great communicator, and he was fired. And, you know, he didn't have the money to pay for a private attorney to come in. It was just like it would have been done over. But he contacted us at Pacific Justice Institute, and one of our attorneys, Michael Peffer, who heads up our Orange County, Southern California office, stepped in and represented him in a long, tedious, hard-fought battle.
And is it done, or is it still going on?
Well, after a two-week trial, kind of an arbitration kind of trial, after 2 weeks, the arbitrator ruled in favor of the professor. Mm-hmm. And he says that professor was wrongfully terminated and demanded that he get his job back. It was a great, solid, decisive victory. Needless to say, the intolerant administration of the Moreno Valley Community College is now upping the ante, doubling down, and has filed for an appeal. Mm-hmm. We, needless to say, are still representing this professor without charge. We'll do so in the appeal, and we'll do so if it continues up the court system for as long as we need to. I'll tell you something. Right now, we've noticed a purging, an attitude and philosophy of purging professors of faith from our universities and campuses across the country, even private colleges. and campuses are engaging in this kind of purging. And it's very factual, it's statistical. And so we at Pacific Justice know we have to step up and not allow any of these pitches to go past the plate, but to hit every single one of them to protect these professors.
And that's why we really want to talk about this on the air today, so our listeners become aware of this as a resource, because really that's what it comes down to. If somebody gets into one of these situations and they don't know where to turn, that they find out about you guys as a resource, and that's pacificjustice.org.
Brad, when we come back, I want to head back to Salinas, California, a story about a church that wanted to rent some space or bought some space on Main Street, and Main Street wasn't very welcoming. And then I want to prove to people that it's not just all California issues. We're going to head off to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and talk about a story there. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we talk with Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. Please check them out online. Get part of their get on their quarterly newsletter, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. We'll be right back with more on I Work For Him.
As an apartment management company, are you charging market rent but seeing decreased profit? Turn the trend around by installing individual unit water meters and billing residents for what they consume. Lower property water consumption 20 to 40% and put utility costs back in the bank. Think Utility Services, in business since 1957, has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Reconnect One with Carmen LaBurge.
When you think about the road of life, are you driving in the fast lane or are you slowing down to actually listen, engage, explain, and when necessary, wait for others to catch up? I had a conversation with a trucker in a line at a gas station on the interstate. The line was moving very slowly, and although others were agitated, he seemed at perfect peace. I raised my eyebrows at the growing discord in front of us, and he said, "Too many people are in too big a hurry." And then he added, "I'm a long-haul trucker." I said, "Well, what have you learned about life on the road?" And he smiled warmly. "I've learned that life is a long haul, and you need to be in it for the long haul. People need to be in their marriages for the long haul. They need to stick with Jesus for the long haul. They need to stick with their kids for the long haul. People need to commit to things for the long haul." So to my long haul trucking brother out there, all I have to say is amen.
Reconnect today's headlines with God's perspective. Visit reconnectwithcarmen.com. ReconnectWithCarmen.com.
Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to IWorkForHim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367. Welcome back to I Work For Him, another fast-moving conversation. If you're just tuning in right now, you have missed so much, but that's what's fantastic about that, Martha, is that we podcast everything, right?
That's right. So if you want to go back and listen to this, or even better yet, Jim, share it with their friends. Maybe they have someone there saying, "You know, I've heard you struggling with some situation at work. This might be a really good resource for you," or just keep it in your back pocket. So they can go out and subscribe to our podcast on iworkforhim.com.
That's right. I Work, the number four, him. .com. We're talking with Brad Dacus today from the Pacific Justice Institute. If you have trouble in defending your religious freedom, you don't have to do it alone. Brad Dacus and his team at the Pacific Justice Institute is there to help you. PacificJustice.org, PacificJustice.org.
And the other side of that is, Jim, yes, is that he is helping us to be more empowered. And they have the resources that give some training. I can't wait to go and watch this video, Brad, that you've been talking about, because it really sounds like a great, like you said, some inspiration and some examples, a smorgasbord of things that people can do And that's what I'm all about, is like, let's not all be on the defense, but what can we do in the proper way to conduct ourselves in a way that allows us to be who we believe we're supposed to be and still do it within the boundaries of what we have. So thank you for being with us today. And Jim was just alluding to another situation in the city of Salinas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Salinas, California, and New Harvest Christian Fellowship. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is a church that is actually in downtown Salinas. And so they're already there. It's just that across the street, there was a larger space for their church because they didn't have enough space. So they bought the building in downtown Salinas right across the street. They're going to move into it, but the city said, oh, no, we're not going to allow you to because you're going to bring blight to the community, hurt the economy. So you have to, in the lower level, the downtown level, it has to be some kind of commercial business. We won't let you have just your church meeting in that part. Even if you have a Bible bookstore, no, we're not going to allow that. So it's very prejudicial, discriminatory. We at Pacific Justice stepped in, our attorney there in our San Jose office, Dennis Fail. He's doing a great, great job in that case. And we have brought an action against that city because they refused to change their position.
Mm-hmm. So that's still and that's still in the works, right?
Oh, yes, it definitely is. We've had some problems with Salinas before in this regard.
Yeah, you mentioned the pool people early in the show, the people at a swimming pool business. That's amazing.
Right. Yeah, the Salinas is an interesting community, to say the least. There was another church a number of years ago that was told that they weren't allowed in the city to be in a space that they wanted to be in. And that church just decided to leave town and go somewhere else, unfortunately. You know, we
How sad.
Encouraged, but, you know, we were ready to represent them, but that's what they felt like they were to do. So, but this other church says, no, we don't want to surrender this opportunity to be a brighter and shining light here in downtown mm-hmm. Salinas. And I really respect them for that. And we're representing them, of course, without charge.
So we need to make sure, Brad, that this broadcast gets to be brought to Salinas because of what I'm going to say next. We need to start raising up Jesus followers in that community to run for office on the commission and for mayor right now. Because that's part of the issue, is that Jesus followers have bailed out of the politics across the country, and we need Jesus followers on commissions like that, city commissions, county commissions. We need to raise up some people to run for these offices, don't we?
Oh, we definitely do. And there's the Leadership Institute and other places where they can get wonderful training on how to effectively run for office in a Christian, biblical, but effective way. And so I agree with you on that, definitely.
You just mentioned something, the Leadership Institute. Tell us, what are you talking about there? And then you can go back to what you were going to say.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, Leadership Institute is an entity that actually helps to train people who want to seek public office, people who have a traditional or biblical worldview. And it's very effective. It's right there in Virginia, Northern Virginia, I believe, or Charlottesville, Virginia, and I would highly recommend that for anyone thinking about running for office or getting into politics. That's a great place to start.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
All right. I interrupted you. I'm sorry, but I want to make sure you just said something I'd never heard of before, and our audience is going, wait a minute, what did he say? All right, before we go to Green Bay, do you want to add something else?
Yes. Real quick, often teachers, public school teachers, have difficulties. They're often attacked. We have a resource that helps teachers, students, public school students, parents, youth ministers, on how they can effectively reclaim their schools with a Christian biblical worldview in a legal way. It's very, very empowering. It's called Reclaim Your School. This book is available for free download to everyone in your audience right now on our website, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. Just go to the top of the screen, click help, and you'll see resources. And that's one of the resources, along with the training video we have for Faith in the Workplace. But I highly recommend it. It's very equipping and empowering for people who are either students or teachers or parents or youth ministers dealing with public schools.
So right. We would just want to encourage our listeners to go to the website, pacificjustice.org, and look for that resource. Get that book downloaded and share it with the people, because pretty much all of us have that impact in That's one way right. or another, as a parent or a student or a teacher or a youth pastor.
That's right. Reclaim your school. Reclaim your school out there on the Pacific Justice website, pacificjustice.org. We're talking with Brad Dacus today. Now, everybody knows in this audience that I grew up in Minnesota, and so whenever somebody comes on from Wisconsin, I call him a cheesehead. Well, if you don't know why, you're going to have to just figure that out on your own. But I want to go to Wisconsin because Wisconsin's got some very unique issues to it, because it's got its super duper conservative northern spots and super duper conservative eastern or western spots, and then pretty radical non-conservative in the southeast as you get closer and closer to Chicago. There's something going on in Green Bay, Wisconsin, something really cool. Went on at Christmas time in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin, there was a challenge to celebrating the Christmas holiday, and an attempt to prevent displays. We stepped up, and they went ahead and allowed that, and that was really good and very positive. But I think what's even more concerning right now is actually what's happening in another part of Wisconsin, which is De Pere, Wisconsin. And this is where the city ordinance was passed to order all businesses, including Christian radio stations, as well as churches, not to discriminate based upon the sexual activities, or particularly the same-sex marriage of their employees. I mean, this is outrageous when you think about a house of God, doing the work of God, being told that the youth minister who's just come out of the closet and married someone of the same sex, that you have to let them keep that position, even though it violates the teachings and beliefs and of your faith and what the scriptures teach. So we at Pacific Justice, since you stepped in, they wouldn't back down. We appeared before the city council, wouldn't back down. We stepped in, we filed a lawsuit, and I'd like to let the audience know that we won that lawsuit for both the churches and the private Christian radio station that had their rights challenged to live their faith through their institution.
Excellent. Well, thank you for representing them and doing the service that you guys do, because you're making a difference.
Brad, let's get personal. We've got 2 minutes left on the show. You are the face of the Pacific Justice Institute. You're on television all the time. You're talking on the radio all the time about defending religious freedom in this country. How do you protect yourself spiritually from these attacks and protect your family and your marriage when you're out in the forefront all day long?
Well, when you're as spiritually mature as me as a Christian, you really don't have to worry about
Great. That's good. A little levity on a Friday afternoon.
Yes. No, the reality is, I tell people, the more you're involved in ministry, you're not more protected. You're under greater attack. Mm-hmm. And you have to cling all the more with a heart of humility to the Lord, spending time with the Lord, listening to the Lord and the Word. You need to also have, we have a wonderful church community, not just a church we attend and then leave on Sundays, an actual church community. And I encourage people, especially families, to have that kind of church community. There's always that chance that there could be someone at one church, for example. The guy brought a gun, and he said he was going to shoot and kill me. That's what he told my wife, who was sitting in the very back at the time. It was at a Calvary Chapel. I think it was up in Lake Arrowhead. He went ahead and heard my sermon and changed his mind. Those are real threats we have as believers, but we need to stay faithful and know, like the Apostle Paul, that no matter what we face here in this country, no matter what we face in terms of persecution, it's all better than to in any way hold back living for Jesus Christ.
And that's right.
Jesus Christ. Brad Dacus, thanks for being on I Work For Him this afternoon. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Hey, check out Brad and his whole team at pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. Download that free book, Reclaiming Your School. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers, our workplace. It's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, WJBT HD3, Callahan, Talk 100.3 FM.
We know you're busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out our new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. The Original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week. Check us out on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
SNC Square Roofing. Everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified, CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.